All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Here's another story that I want to talk about, and it is the fact that a woman who has been living in a neighborhood for the better part of 30 years has had a strip club move right across the street from her, and she's a homeowner, and she wants the strip club closed down because she says, well, I don't have to tell you. Your imagination can tell you what happens around a strip club, you know, that's open to 2 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, if you are not aware of things that go on around a strip club, heaven help you, you know. So the strip club has opened up recently and, you know, I guess it's doing pretty good business. It's called Gold Diggers. And you can imagine, well, I mean, I'm not going to say that because some of my listeners may be strip club frequenters. But, you know.
Straight ad.
you know, I mean, the kind of people that basically are going to strip clubs, you know, to 2 o'clock in the morning aren't exactly, you know, the kind of person who's going to be getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to get to work. And you may say I'm stereotyping, but again, that's 2 o'clock in the morning on weekdays or weeknights, that you can pretty well pigeonhole what kind of people they're going to be who are there. And so they come and they got their cars with the stereos making a lot of noise early in the morning. These are people who basically are transient. Because, and I mean transient, because they don't live in the neighborhood. This mother who's been around all those years does live in the neighborhood, has lived in the neighborhood for a number of years. The strip club is what came and invaded their neighborhood. And so, you know, it's a business. So businesses kind of get a free hand sometimes when they move into different communities. And so all of this confusion and noise and people urinating outside and fights and all of those things and that come along with that kind of a business. And this woman has been working really hard to try to get them shut down. And the owner says she's trying to get him shut down because she just does not like strip clubs and thinks that's the wrong kind of business for the neighborhood. And so this battle has been going on. And she admits that she doesn't support that kind of, you know, lifestyle. So who's right in this? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Look, if somebody tried to open a strip club across the street from where I live, I would raise all kind of hell, and there would not be any peace. Now, there's people who might say, well, all she has to do is move. But my point is, why should she move? She's been there for almost 30 years. These people came into the community, and really, that's on the older person who said it's okay, and clearly that community is licensed that apparently it's okay to have a strip club in the neighborhood. But I think that, you know, even if it's licensed, the people in the neighborhood have a right to complain about it. You know, I mean, and the fact that they've been there that many years doesn't mean that they should be run out of their neighborhood and their community because somebody wants to bring that kind of a business into the community, even though it's licensed for that. But clearly what is taking place is one of those situations where you know, business gets an upper hand over the community. And another part of this that I don't understand is, yeah, business is going to be paying licensing fees and property taxes in order to maintain their facility, but so do the people who live in the neighborhood who own properties. They've got to pay taxes. So I just think that this is one of those situations where I would not want to be the alder person who's there, because he or she is in a no-win situation. The community needs businesses, and maybe that's kind of like the only kind of business that they can bring in. And so, you know, you can't regulate every single thing that occurs. You can't stop people. Not enough police to police people playing their music loud, you know, 1-2 o'clock in the morning. And so this woman is making this argument, rightfully so, that it's been a major problem with her. And, you know, there are other people who wind up experiencing these types of situations. And I just thought it was something that I just wanted to begin the show early on, because it's certainly worth having a discussion about. You know, it's, you know, money has its place. But man, there's nothing like having peace and tranquility in your neighborhood and in your community. And it's something's going to have to give. Either this woman is going to be forced to, you know, leave her neighborhood, leave her home, or this business, as the guy is saying, he's invested money in security, he's invested money in all these different things to try to be friendly to the neighborhood and to the community. And that goes a long way for aldermen and others who say, well, he's a businessman. And regardless of what type of business it is, he's a businessman and he's attempting to do the right thing to make this an acceptable partnership between the neighborhood and, you know, and the business. I know that before you even get a chance to open a business like that in the community, the community gets a chance to sit down with the licensing committee of the city and give their druthers on whether or not they think this is a good idea. So, you know, if the community didn't show up during the time of the licensing, I don't know if there's much she can do about it. Listen, got to go to a break. When we come back, got a lot more to talk about. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.